Millions of Americans are discharged from hospitals each year, only to return within a few weeks for more inpatient treatment. As many as three-quarters of them have problems that could have been prevented. Putting them back into hospital beds can make them even sicker and cost the healthcare system tens of billions of dollars a year. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on one attempt to slow down hospitals' revolving door.
53-year-old Jocelyn Claudio comes to see nurse practitioner Mary McDonough about twice a week.
Well, we'll check and see how your lungs are.
Claudio has congestive heart failure, basically a very weak heart, plus diabetes, hypertension, and severe gastroparesis, a stomach problem that makes him gag constantly.
Sometimes I dehydrate, and I don't know which one it is. So I don't know if it's my blood glucose or my high blood pressure, low blood pressure.
Claudio worked as a hospital technician for almost 30 years before retiring in 2006, shortly after he had triple bypass surgery. He's at a clinic at Mount Sinai Hospital operated by its Preventable Admission Care Team, or PACT. PACT targets Sinai's unhealthiest Medicare patients, mostly using social workers and counseling to get them better primary care and make them more self-sufficient. Although Claudio's been coming to the PACT clinic for more than a year, Nurse McDonough says he still needs to be treated with kid gloves.
We don't want to put him into pulmonary edema, and we want him to know he can come here rather than the emergency room when he doesn't feel well.
Starting next year, as part of President Obama's healthcare reform package, Washington will be watching hospitals like a hawk and will cut their Medicare payments if readmission rates for certain conditions are too high. Mount Sinai has the eighth worst record in the country for readmitting patients with heart failure, the condition Jocelyn Claudio has. Hospital Administrator Claudia Colgan challenges how the federal data is gathered, but she concedes getting readmissions down is a top priority. Colgan says to do that will take a major culture shift.
If you are the doctor that's on call and a patient that you have never met before calls and says, I have these symptoms, the likelihood is you're going to say, you know what, go to the emergency room. And what we've really tried to do is not have that happen.
Historically, readmissions have been very, very good to Mount Sinai and to many hospitals. Sure, paying for avoidable care might be bad if you're the government or a private insurance company and you're the one writing the checks for doctors, nurses, and hospital beds. But if you're the one being paid, well, repeat customers like Claudio are money in the bank. Dr. Eric Coleman from the University of Colorado says for too long, hospitals have benefited from a system that rewards them for excessive care.
There are conflicting incentives when it comes to this problem of hospital readmission. Depending on what part of the country you're in, a hospital might rely on readmissions accounting for anywhere from 15 to 25% of their revenue.
The federal government wants to thwart these conflicting incentives, save money, and improve care for patients. Beginning next October, hospitals with the worst readmission rates for patients with congestive heart failure, heart attacks, and pneumonia could lose 1% of their total Medicare payments. Hospital Administrator Claudia Colgan says there's another catch, too.
Putting in the infrastructure to avoid the penalty is almost equivalent to the cost of the penalty.
She says the PACT program this year will cost Mount Sinai about $1 million out of pocket.
This is sort of an unfunded mandate. Medicare doesn't pay for transitional care, but in order to reduce your readmissions, you need to provide transitional care.
There are some signs it's paying off medically, if not economically. In the program's first full year, its 500 patients have had a 40% drop in readmissions and a 55% drop in emergency room visits.
Now, your weight this morning, did you weigh yourself?
Yesterday was 152.
Jocelyn Claudio, the patient with congestive heart failure, says one recent evening when he couldn't even keep water down and was feeling dehydrated, he didn't dial 911 as he might have before. Now he's learned to gauge his symptoms and control his anxiety better, so this time he lay down, went to sleep, and waited for the PACT clinic to open on Monday to call.
I feel more at ease because I have them. I try not to panic, and if it gets worse, I'll call them. And they will tell me to come here. Maybe I just need the fluids so I don't have to go to the emergency room.
Over the past year, Claudio's had 7 emergency room visits and overnight admissions, way down from the 20 he had in the year before he went into the PACT program. Mount Sinai's billed the federal government $54,000 for his health care, way down from $140,000. But the hospital's absorbing almost all of the costs of those twice-a-week clinic visits. It's not clear how long Mount Sinai can foot the bill for PACT, especially if it turns out to be cheaper just to pay the penalty. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.